The Mendelssohn Club of Philadelphia season is going out not with a bang, but with some urban rumble, random accompaniment by geese, and lots of song in a site-specific work this weekend at the Fairmount Waterworks. The Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns caught Philadelphia's most venerable choir at its most vulnerable.
How many arms does it take to conduct the Mendelssohn Club Choir? In the new work, Turbine, for multiple choruses on the move, the answer from artistic director Alan Harler is 8.
One for each chorus and one for each direction of the activity.
Plus a few others to hold a flashlight in after dark rehearsals, at the foot of the Art Museum of Philadelphia, and, at times, from a boat on the Schuylkill River. The chorus is collaborating with the Leystein Dance Company and Seattle-based composer Byron O. Young, whose short, easily memorized melodies take into account both singers and audiences having a fair amount of mobility, but also distractions from passing motorcycles.
It's a loud space. Doing the historic research, which has a lot of paintings and photographs of the space, they look incredibly pastoral, and it's not. It's a space that's in a city. So I think there are those contradictions.
The singers will move in groups, some in the gazebo, some in more open spaces, determining how often they repeat the music according to how long it takes to lead the audience from point A to point whatever. The singers weren't always sure how they felt about that.
They're not used to that because, you know, if you're working on the Beethoven Ninth or whatever, you have the music on the page. The singers feel very comfortable with that, you know, that, okay, here's the music. Tell me exactly how you want it done and I'll do it. You know, don't give me a choice.
How will it come out? Nobody knows specifically. You're just going to have to see it to believe it.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.